Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's right, it's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Yeehaw, indeed.
It is the third Sunday in the month. And that means it's Steve Classic Week.
Yay!
And I'm back!
And yes, in addition to us being back, he is also back, making us all back. And that stuff. Because Free Talk Live is a what?
It's a call-in radio show.
It's a caller-driven radio show.
We have a what?
A phone number.
And what is that number?
The domestic terrorist hotline is 603-283-6160. Call in now.
Write that down with some crayons on the fridge. Tattoo it on your firstborn's forehead.
Ooh.
You know, backwards, though, so you can see it in the mirror.
Well, if it's on your kid, why do you need to see it in the mirror?
Well, the kid needs to see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know.
That's important.
Or if you're driving around with your kid, the kid's in the back seat.
Oh.
And you want to, like, you know, keep an eye on them, you could still see the phone number the right way.
Captain, wait. That's really thinking ahead.
I'm a forward thinker.
But if you take a selfie, would it be correct or incorrect?
I think it would.
Is it backwards?
I think they are backwards. Yeah.
Right.
I would have to do one.
Well, we can work that out next week.
Nikki, you got a Sharpie?
I got a Sharpie.
Can we write the phone number on Steve's forehead and have him take a selfie? See what happens.
Here, you first.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not writing a Sharpie on my forehead.
We'll just try it on a piece of paper first.
Okay, all right. 603-283-6160 is the phone number, as Mr. Classic alluded to. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Captain's Log, Stardate 0219-2023.
Niner.
Is that all that I usually say? Wow.
I think so, maybe.
Let the word go.
You would hope that I would
time,
know, please. Right? Yeah. But no, I use crutches. It's fine. Not real crutches, but, you know, memory crutches.
So say
little,
you do?
Little, I mean, I have a cane, if that counts, but it's not really a crutch, right?
Is it like a pimp cane? Or like a real one?
Diamond encrusted on the
top.
Yeah.
No, or like a dragon or something on the top?
It's like, it's not the one with like the 4 feet, but it kind of resembles like a senior citizen's cane.
Oh, that's right.
But it's just the 1 foot.
Yeah.
But it's not stainless steel or like, you know, hospital whites. It's actually this weird like black and purple sort of.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
Yeah. It's got like a little hippie slash metal design to it.
Cool.
With the black cushion grip and the black cup for the foot. Just the 1 cup, though, not the 4 feet.
That's cool.
Every now and again, I have a back thing that happens every now and again. And
yep.
I will be incapacitated for a short period of time. And I will need said cane.
Yeah, bust it out.
It's been a while since I've had to use it. Knock on some mock wood here, whatever, veneer.
That's real.
Whatever the heck this is. I think it is.
Knock on drywall.
I'm like, knock on mock Naga hide, which is fake leather.
From Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Is it really?
Yes. That's where Naga hide came from.
That's where they raised the Nagas?
Yes, from...
On the Naga farms?
Yes, from Rubber Avenue in Naugatuck. Believe it or not, that's where they made the fake leather called Naga hide.
The more you know.
You know, I learned more something today.
More useless stuff from Classic.
We're happy to have you back, Steve.
Thank you.
We were going to lead the night off with, what was it again? The zombie birds? Robot zombie birds?
Yes.
Zombie robot birds. Does the robot or the zombie come first? I'm not sure.
Robot zombie.
But let's find out. This from Popular Mechanics. Now, in the libertarian online spaces that... Well, I'm in, or frequent, or see. There has been, for quite some time, a bit about birds aren't real. It's been the phrase that's going on.
Right.
So can one of you explain that?
I think
where did that come from? What does it refer to?
Some kids in South Carolina just started saying that and changed the signs, like highway signs, to say birds aren't real, and just started this whole birds aren't real hashtag. Birds aren't real.
Is it because of the conspiracy of government drones disguised as birds? Does that have anything to do with it?
I think so.
I mean, it could, but I don't think that was their intention.
I mean, have you ever seen a pigeon? They're pretty sketchy.
Pigeons are sketchy.
Yeah.
They look like they really shouldn't fly, but they do.
Yeah. You know, like, they could definitely just be drones.
And we, of course, did a story on the pigeon that carried the crack in its backpack.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. So we know that pigeons have some use anyway, especially if you're in prison and you're looking to get some meth.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't think all pigeons are government drones, but at least probably some of them are.
Interesting. So then do you think it's the government making the backpacks for the pigeons to get crack in the prisons?
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. At least the CIA.
Yeah. So what's the stuff that accumulates on your windshield that comes out of those?
Are the pigeons?
Yeah. What are the pigeons dropping? What are they?
Well, those are the real pigeons.
Well, those are the real pigeons.
That's how you can tell the difference, actually.
Bird crap, dude.
Right, but the zombie pigeons.
Have you seen the meme, though, of, like, the guy? He's, like, got one hand fastened to the outer door of a helicopter, and his foot is on the, like, the landing railing of the helicopter, and the rest of him's hanging off, and there's a bird underneath him, and he's, like, doing his business on the bird, and he's like,
"This is my chance."
He's like, "How do you like it, huh? You don't like it too much, do you?"
It's great. It's pretty hilarious. Send that to me, okay?
That's from Popular Mechanics. Scientists turned dead birds into zombie drones to spy on humans.
See?
Well, we all have magic rectangles spying on us. Why do we need a bird?
Well, right. Because they're not rectangular and they're looking to expand their shape, you know, I don't know.
Try to trick you.
This says, weird flex, but okay. This was published on February 16th. Scientists have long been interested in the aerodynamic intricacies of avian flight. Leonardo da Vinci's 15th century flying machines basically looked like giant birds, flapping wings included. And today, robotic birds fly about with names like Pigeonbot or Bionic Swift. Now, scientists at New Mexico Tech have taken things a step further by transforming taxidermied birds into Frankenstein drones, and the results are pretty convincing.
That's creepy.
Do they have propellers, or are they just...
Yeah, how do they fly?
First of all, let's talk about the taxidermy part, because not everybody knows what taxidermy is. Taxidermy is when you take a dead animal and you sort of preserve it for display. Right? If you've ever seen, like, the head of a deer mounted on a plaque and, you know, above the mantle or whatever, that is taxidermy. That's what that's referred to as. When somebody takes the head, you know, guts it out, sprays it with all sorts of crap. Shines up the fur, put some marbles in there, all that kind of stuff, and makes it so that you don't have to maintain it, really. Yeah. That's called taxidermy.
Or fish, you can do that with fish, too. It
has nothing to do with taxis, just so, like, these are questions that I have when I first heard the word. I'm like, taxidermy, what? Is it, like, really dumb taxi drivers?
Probably a Latin root.
It sounds like a government taxidermy. Thing, taxidermy.
Like, derma, taxi.
Right. What else can we tax? Taxidermy.
Oh, that'd be a tax derby. The competition for what to tax next.
Right. Who could tax more?
The article continues, instead of using artificial materials for building drones, we can use dead birds and re-engineer them as drones, New Mexico Tech professor Mustafa says. I'm not going to read his last name. skipping the last name. Although using a dead bird brings about its own messy challenges, it has the advantage of avoiding the need to design a bird wing, which is notoriously difficult. It also helps the drone pass as a real bird, thanks to the fact that it's adorned with real bird feathers. The results of this robotic bird test were published online in January. All right, let's just open that up. And that's from arc.aiaa.org, bio-inspired mechanism for wildlife monitoring.
This sounds like they've got some giant government grant to try to figure out how to do this.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, who would do this?
Yeah.
Is there any money to be made in this? Probably not. Just a waste of time.
This is just a It's a paragraph. This paper looks into the use of taxidermy birds on flapping wing drones so that wildlife monitoring will be more seamless and natural.
Oh, wildlife monitoring.
The birds can watch other birds.
Yeah.
Let's play my favorite game of word substitution.
Yes, exactly.
This paper looks into the use of taxidermy birds on flapping wing drones so that human monitoring will be more seamless and natural.
Yes, exactly.
By using 3D flapping and aerodynamic simulators, limits of aerodynamic flapping characteristics could be set for the drone for a specific set of wings. This allowed the implementation of flapping mechanisms and testing of the aerodynamics of the flapping wing drone. It is discovered that although it is difficult to create such a drone, it is very practical for research purposes and can keep nature undisturbed. Improvements on the flapping wing drone could be made to make the overall drone look more natural. Spur gears can be changed to helical gears so that there is reduced noise and an increase in longevity. Bendable wrists could help in making wings more flexible in flight. Adding different flight options to the drone could yield an easier user experience and aid in more natural flight. A final improvement would be to add legs so that the drone... But they're taking the legs off of these things? So that the drone can perch and monitor without using much battery.
I'm just worried, like, the thing doesn't chirp. It probably squeaks with the gears.
I don't really...
I mean, what sound does a pigeon make? Oh, I guess that was, like, little, like, yeah, the cooing noise. Yeah. Do you think the other pigeons are like, that guy's a fed?
Stay away from Dave the pigeon, man. He's a fed.
Yeah, he's a little sketchy.
He never poops.
He has yet to hit one windshield.
Yeah.
Much less a human.
And I think a really important thing that they're not considering in this is their quota. How is the pigeon going to meet its quota of windshields in children at the beach? Like, I think there's a certain amount that each pigeon has to reach, you know, each month.
That's a good question. I don't think,
we'll need more money for research on that. You have to side project.
The article continues. Mostafa has published more than a dozen papers analyzing drone flights and baking the biology of avian flight into drone technology. For example, in February 2020, he researched how biomimicking a bird flock's migratory patterns could make unmanned aerial vehicles more efficient. The goal of the study published in January was to analyze the aerodynamics of a flapping wing drone and discern ways to make the drone more lifelike. By using 3D flapping and aerodynamic simulators, limits of aerodynamic flapping characteristics could be set for the drone for a specific set of wings, the paper reads. This allowed the implementation of flapping mechanisms. I think they already said this. But
that's
also
a lot of flapping.
I think I want to start a metal band called Aerodynamic Flapping Characteristics. I'm not sure. A lifelike robo-bird zombie could have some serious real-world applications. Like spying, for example?
In the woods. To spy on other birds.
The most obvious and altruistic is a method for observing wildlife while limiting disruption to the natural environment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Drones are known to be stressful for wildlife.
Yeah, they're stressful for us, too. We smash them through the window.
And experts and documentarians have tried to develop guides on when and how to use them. PBS even used a drone disguised as a hummingbird so the camera wouldn't, quote, seem like a threat, unquote.
I mean, hummingbirds definitely aren't threatening.
No, but
it's just the other animals are going to be able to tell.
Have you ever had a hummingbird do like a flyby?
Oh.
Yeah, their wings go really, really fast.
Like, I don't want to say the wrong word because, you know. But yeah, it's a... Like,
that's a giant bug.
Okay, look, I've stood from, like, me to, I don't know, the stairway from, like, a black bear and just, like, you know, held it together, held my composure, slowly backed away, and it was fine. But don't get me wrong, like a bee, right? Like a bumblebee or a wasp or something.
Or a hummingbird.
I'm like a you know, a schoolgirl, like, afraid of a booger. right? You know? I've had a hummingbird buzz by me, and, like, I thought it was just a giant bee is what I thought it was, right? And I'm like, nah! You're going to say something there?
So, yeah, hummingbirds can fly 20 to 30 miles an hour, and they flap their wings.
So fast that, like, it's like, right? Like, when they do a drive-by, a flyby.
Oh, so from 10 to So from 10 to 80 times per second when hovering. Per second? Wow. I thought I was saying per minute, and I was like, really? It seems faster than that, but yeah, per second. Wow.
I mistakenly said drive-by, and now I've got a picture of like hummingbirds
with
some sort of submachine gun. Right. You know, they've got like a red or blue bandana tied around their head, right? You know, they're about to engage in some turf warfare.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's pretty rock and roll.
Yeah. So the camera wouldn't seem like a threat. Yes, yeah. That's why they use hummingbirds.
Send them over to the Ukraine.
Thank you, PBS. While a realistic bird drone could be great for keeping an eye on reclusive wildlife, it could also turn its gaze on humans as a spy tool. It could, couldn't it?
You don't say.
Wow. It took them like...
If it fell into the wrong hands.
We're like 3/4 of the way through the story. It took them that long to get to the human part.
Oh, and by the way...
The CIA designed a nuclear-powered bird drone during the Cold War to spy on the Soviet Union.
Oh, so this is old tech.
To spy on the Soviet Union.
Is that the Culinary Institute of America?
Yeah, the Culinary Institute of America designed a nuclear-powered bird drone. I believe that's true.
Yeah.
Actually, they link to, their own article, of course. And it says, the CIA built a nuclear bird drone to spy on communists. Now it's declassified. Ooh. That was back in 2020. So these have been around for a while. Yeah, old tech. Certainly not new. They've certainly been spying on, you, me, everybody else.
Nuclear-powered turkeys.
Oh, something happened. Yes. Something happened. Turkey I've lost my space. Filler! I need filler!
Oh, no!
Oh, wait. Here we go. All right.
Culinary Institute of America?
That's where you made me lose it. I got caught up on the Culinary Institute of America.
The CAA.
So Mustafa admits that the bird still needs a bit more work before it's ready for the spy business.
Sure.
Right, because, you've got to replace the whole fleet of hummingbirds with these new taxidermy drones. So, it needs a bit more work before it's ready for the spy business.
It's probably not nuclear power. It's probably solar power.
It doesn't say he didn't sign the contract to manufacture these for the spy business. He just says they need a little more work. Some improved articulation on the wings would make the drone more natural and flexible. The addition of helical gears would also make it quieter, while adding legs, again with the legs. Why are they taking...
That's the thing. Why are they taking them off?
Well, we're using wheels, but it doesn't... The birds don't quite... They see this bird with
a
wheel.
Don't they know that they come with legs?
It's three wheels instead of 2 feet. Like, we can't get this right. What are we doing?
The author closes.
Like an airplane. They like tuck in.
Or it's got little pontoons that can land on the, with the ducks and spy on the ducks.
Nice. The author closes with, it seems like humanity's 500-year-old obsession with recreating avian flight is alive and well, even if it is a bit creepy. Yes, well, thank
you. It's for the birds.
Thank you, Darren. It is for the birds. Apparently, this guy's name is Darren, and he lives in Portland. He has a cat. And he writes and edits about sci-fi and how our world works.
His cat must be loving those drones. I want one for Christmas.
Better watch out, man. That cat's going to end up taxidermied. Sitting around.
Cats on wheels.
Yeah, there's definitely no way for any of this to go wrong in any way, shape, or form, particularly.
Absolutely not. Never.
Particularly where the government is concerned. Yeah. I can't imagine, them not taking this and making something out of it. Because, that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's their thing. It's what they do.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Something is not right with the mouse in here.
The mouse, is it taxidermied?
Yeah, it's like being controlled by a drone, man. It's weird. All right, we'll post this article to all of our social media. And you can figure out how to join that by visiting social.freetalklive.com.
Right. Help them figure out the feet with the birds.
Okay, so let's play I'm the government, or we're the government.
I don't like to play that.
How many of these do you deploy, and where do you start?
Millions.
New York City.
Why New York City?
Because they'll fit in with the pigeons.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, that would be a good place to test it.
I mean, you got a lot of RF and...
Okay, what do you think, government's targets would be, right? why New York City, what targets are there? And if not, then somewhere else, and why?
Yeah, there's probably no targets. Mm-hmm. For,
right?
For
the no, there must be. There's a ton of people.
Trump
in New
Tower,
York City.
Maybe? That'd probably be the only thing
like,
you can be after.
If I'm the Culinary Institute of America. Sorry. If I'm the CIA.
Johnson & Wales.
if I'm the CIA, I would probably deploy these against my political competition immediately. Right, if I were a politician in charge of, you know, whomever's in charge of these things, I'd be like, okay, guys, look, we got this guy over here, you know, Dave, he's running against me. I need you to deploy the bird drones. Let's dig up some dirt on Dave so that we can defeat him in the next election.
Right.
Like, I think that's my first, if I'm one of those guys. Right.
Right.
That's the first target I'm going to have.
Yeah, park the bird out of the swimming pool and just see what happens over the summer.
And you got to think, too, that you can't deploy these in an environment that, well, doesn't have them naturally occurring, right?
Yeah.
Seeing a bunch of, you know, hummingbirds in, oh, I don't know, the desert, for example, might not be very camouflaged. Might sort of alert somebody to some chicanery, some sort of odd things going on. I don't know.
Birds aren't real.
Well, they are. We are a live call-in show, so let's go to the phones. We have an unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
One Leg Patriot.
One Life Patriot?
One Leg Patriot.
One Leg, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You must love the bird story.
I heard you guys. Yeah, yeah. So we were actually streaming just a little bit ago talking about these mechanical birds.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you know about them?
Loyal to the... I'd shoot them if I saw them. But no, they're actually they're trying to make them as lifelike as possible to do more like intermingling with wildlife and not disturb them.
Right.
That's
yeah.
What they say their main purpose is. But who knows?
What they say their main purpose is. How long have you been following this? Just recently?
You guys?
Mm. No, the bird thing.
Following.
The robo-bird.
Oh, the bird thing? No, I actually found it yesterday.
Okay. But, so recently.
Yeah, I think it was published on the 16th, wasn't it?
What do you think the government's first targets would be as far as spying is concerned? Where would you deploy these?
I don't know. Domestically, I'm quite sure because that's what they love to do with us is... watch out, you know, be the big brother.
Yep. We're certainly the newest enemy of the government.
Oh, yeah. I've been in this whole movement since 2001.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's getting old, but
yeah.
I think we're gaining some ground, actually.
Hopefully we are. Hey, we appreciate the call, One Leg Patriot. Feel free to keep us updated and let us know what else is going on. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we have some more fun stuff in store for you, including a man who was hit by a U-Haul in Brooklyn. We'll talk more about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is heading to Poland this week.
Biden will arrive in Warsaw on Tuesday, where he's expected to speak about the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Before delivering those remarks, however, the president is set to meet with Poland's president. Biden expected to discuss how the United States will continue to rally international support for Ukraine to defend itself against Russia. National Security Advisor John Kirby on Fox News Sunday.
As the president has said, we're going to support Ukraine for as long as it takes, and he means that, as long as it takes.
Former President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. The nation's oldest living president is foregoing medical treatment after a series of recent hospital stays. Jimmy Carter is 98. It's Team Giannis against Team LeBron. The 72nd NBA All-Star Game is tonight at 8:30 Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to call, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Some of you have wanted to support Free Talk Live's mission on a monthly basis, but you didn't want to do it through Patreon. And I understand. Everybody's got their preference when it comes to platforms. But now we have an alternative that also helps our premier streaming platform, Odyssey. You can visit video.freetalklive.com right now and click join at the top of the channel. You can subscribe for just $5 a month. And unlike other subscription services, Odyssey adds their processing fee on top. So it'll cost you a little over $5 per month. But Free Talk Live actually receives the entire amount that you pledged. Higher donation tiers are available if you're feeling so inspired. You'll get special membership badge that's only visible in the Odyssey chat room. And if we get enough supporters, we may enable a members-only chat. So head on over to video.freetalklive.com. The new subscription method is a great way to decentralize our direct listener support away from just Patreon and also support a libertarian-run business, Odyssey. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com. Click join to subscribe to our Odyssey channel and help support spreading our message around the entire planet. Video.freetalklive.com. All right. So we were talking about the zombie robot birds, which, I mean, okay, right?
Well, we're having a hard time designing an accurate wing, so let's just use the wings of dead birds.
And have the cat drag it into your house. And just leave it there. And it surveils all day long.
I got that. What's that? Is it? Who sings the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon?
Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin, 1971.
Thank you. Yeah. I got that stuck in my head.
Cats.
You guys remember that little string thing you used to do as kids? Like,
The
string thing between your
dreams. Yeah. The cat's in the cradle.
Whatever. What was that? Does it have a name?
Wasn't it the cats in the cradle?
I don't know.
Or something like that?
And cats then the cradle?
That was one of the things that you did.
Yeah.
You didn't have a phone,
so you had...
So you had to play with string,
You didn't have these fidget spinners.
Yeah, the fidget spinners. Oh, yeah. That's too high tech.
Yeah.
Pet rock. Or the little... The paper things that you would put your fingers in
What are those
pick numbers
called?
I don't know.
I think it's a Chinese something, right?
The origami?
No,
but it's, you know, you...
Oh, it's the flipper thing.
Yeah,
the,
yeah and
the
then
four-way,
it's like...
Yeah.
And then you open it up and you do it again. Whatever.
Yeah. And then you have to pick one, and it's like, oh, you're in love with Bobby or whatever.
Yeah, and they're like, ew.
Yeah.
I like the triangle football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the paper walk.
I got suspended for those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're a force.
We used to bet on one of those.
It turns out that if you tell me not to do something, that's all I want to do, at least when I was a kid.
Don't tell anybody this, okay? But
you're not supposed to be making these paper footballs in class and, you know, hitting your teacher in the back of the head when he's drawing on the chalkboard with him. And I'm like,
that's permission to
wait a minute. Now I have a target. Right? I have a goal now to hit the instructor every time in the back of the head with a paper football. Right.
Put someone else's name on it.
I would, you know, in another class, I'd make, you know, a dozen of them and then go to the next class and have them all prepared and just like, pew, 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 so I could get them all done in one shot, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get more than one before you're sent to the principal's office.
That's right.
All right.
Good job, Captain.
Hey, thanks, man. I try. This article made me want to scream from the rooftops, ban all assault U-Hauls.
Was it black? Was it a black U-Haul or no?
No.
It wasn't like an assault. It was an assault U-Haul, but it was white.
Well, I mean,
and orange, right?
There are U-Hauls, and then there's tactical assault U-Hauls, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, a regular U-Haul, we don't know what that is. It's just a U-Haul, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the U-Haul truck that has the towing package on it, and then you hook another U-Haul for carrying a car to that U-Haul, and then on top of the U-Haul that you hook to the first U-Haul, you drive another U-Haul on top of it. This is a tactical assault U-Haul.
Right.
Right? Yeah. It's different. It's got like the bump stock.
Right. It's got the
wrist brace.
30 rounds of boxes in the back.
Imagine how much ammunition you could fit into the back of two U-Hauls, one towing the other.
Yeah, ban those. That's terrible.
So anyway, according to Reuters, a man was hit. Man hit by truck driver in Brooklyn Rampage dies of head injury, and this guy was driving a U-Haul.
But wasn't he joking or something like that? No, I'm not going to surrender. So I forgot.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's it going to say?
We'll find out
in
just a minute. But first, let's go to, it looks like David in Georgia. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so three things. First of all, your little announcer asked if I had Telegram, and the answer is no, because I don't recommend Telegram because it's not open source.
Okay.
I don't recommend anybody have Telegram.
Okay, thanks.
I'm deleting it right now.
Second thing is your video, your Free Talk Live YouTube thing, not YouTube, Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really great thing because even if Patreon decided to shut you guys down, you could always just move over to there. Like, I use the Patreon because it has that podcast or whatever, and I like the podcast.
Right.
But if Patreon was to say, well, to heck with you, we're going to shut you down, then I'd just go over to the Odyssey and subscribe through there to keep continue supporting you guys.
Hey, thanks, and we appreciate that. And I've been looking forward to Odyssey releasing this particular feature for some time. And As I understand it, it is going to improve. They want to be able to be more of a Patreon alternative than they currently are. It's going to take some time for them to, you know, get it all into place or whatever. So for the meantime, we've got sort of the light version of that happening right now, which, of course, video.freetalklive.com. What was the third thing, David?
The third thing was about the birds themselves. So you asked earlier who to deploy these against, and the first thing that came to my mind was politicians deploying them against their other politician enemies to record them having intercourse with young girls.
It's like an echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
Can say that again.
It's like an echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
It's the Department of Redundancy Department.
You can say that again.
It's the Department of Redundancy Department.
David?
And then creeps could use them, like creepy cops, or just creeps in general could use them to spy on, like, college girls.
Well, you say creepy cops, but you repeat yourself.
What, creepy cops?
Yeah, that's a bit redundant.
Yeah. And the final thing that I was thinking of was deploy them against the Free State Project to take out the upper
leadership. Well, don't do that.
I mean, I would be surprised if they're not already in some way, shape, or form. The FBI has already invested 5 years of investigation time with a giant team of, you know, whomever, whatever they were doing, you know, surveilling, you know, spying, you know, digitally and otherwise. And yet somehow I'm told that they weren't aware up until recently, the Crypto 6 trial, that there was a radio program being broadcast out here. Now, I don't believe that, but I was told that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my thought would be, like, the FBI is like, okay, we're tired of these guys, so, or the CIA, or we're tired of these guys, so we're going to, like, follow their leadership with these hummingbird drones, and when they're alone or whatever, we're gonna take them down with our sniper rifles.
So what you're saying, David, is that there seems to be a niche market for hummingbird detectors.
Yeah, I would say so, little hummingbird detectors.
Yeah, something you put on top of your car, make sure it's not following you around. Integrate that into your Amazon Ring or something.
Yeah.
Like one of those radar detectors, like in your car.
Right, except it sounds like a bird.
Sounds like a cat.
Or a cat, yeah. Anything else you want to say, David?
No, that's it.
Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great night. 603-283-6160. We know for a fact that feds listen to this particular program.
Wait, I thought this wasn't a program. They don't. No, it is a program that they listen to?
I
thought they denied that.
This show.
Oh, the show.
This show, yes. Oh. No. During the Crypto 6 trial, I'm trying to forget her name, Georgina.
Yeah.
While she was
Georgiana, Georgina, I think.
Whatever the heck her name is. I have a word for her that I can't say on the radio. Whatever her name is, she was asking, I believe it was when Ian was on the stand, said something about, you even said as early as last night on your radio program.
She's a super fan.
And then quote, right? And then she quoted something that was said.
She loves us.
On the radio show. And then not only did she do it that day, she did it again the following day, or at least maybe during close. Anyway, you could tell that she had not only been listening, but listening at least two nights, if not in a row. So what does that tell you? Well, if you're any good at investigating something, right, and you know that there's a show going on, you're listening every night, or you got somebody listening every night,
or
a team of people listening every night, much less probably some people calling in. Right, some fed saying, right. Yeah, I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah from blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, they're trying to pigeonhole us or make us say stuff that we didn't say.
Pigeonhole,
yeah.
That's good.
Way to bring it back. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Richie Rich would be proud.
Tie it all in, nice man. Tie it all in.
So, yeah, we know for a fact the feds listen. And it is my opinion that the whole reason for the persecution of the Crypto 6 and the whole reason that this particular studio has been raided not once, but twice by federal people, federal
alphabet agencies.
Alphabet agencies is explicitly because of this radio program. Like, I think they wanted to make us think that, like, oh, we didn't even know there was a radio show. No, that is the reason. We are probably the last big radio. I mean, we're nationally syndicated. There is no other show that talks about freedom in the way that we do. And so we are sort of the last bastion, the canary in the coal mine, if you will. If this show goes off the air, it is not for lack of effort. It's not because we all just said, I guess we're done. No, it's because we've been taken
forced
off the air.
Right.
And so it is my opinion that that is what they're trying to do. And they decided that, oh, well, it's Ian's show, so we're going to come after him and try and shut this thing down. And I got to tell you,
Well, you can't shut down an idea.
The show must go on, and you cannot stop an idea whose time has come.
Yeah, thought criminals.
And good job bringing it back with the canary in the coal mine. Another one.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet.
Pigeonholed. Canary in the coal mine.
He rocks in the treetop all day long.
Rockin' Robin.
Hopping and a bopping, singing a song. All right, let's move back over to this article that made me want to ban assault U-Hauls. Because I think it's the only way to solve this. I think we have to get legislation involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
30-round boxes in the back.
This from Reuters again. One of nine people struck when a man drove a rented U-Haul truck into pedestrians in New York City died from his injuries on Tuesday, police said, as the driver was charged with murder and attempted murder. Well, okay. So if a guy died, he should be charged with murder, right? You succeeded in the murder. You didn't attempt it. Like, an attempted murder is like, I tried to kill you, but I failed.
Right.
Yeah, that would be weird to be charged with both things.
I mean, assumably, he's getting the attempted murder charge because he ran this U-Haul into a bunch of people.
Oh, okay, so attempted murder for the other people
of
in the
all
group. That does make sense, yeah.
I'm assuming that, but at the same time, it's weird to read that, like, he did succeed. He tried to murder a guy, the guy died, and so that's, I don't know, you don't want to call it successful murder, I guess, because that's redundant, right?
Yeah.
But kind of how I feel about it. The suspect identified by police as 62-year-old Wang Soar of Las Vegas has been accused of deliberately plowing into pedestrians and bike riders in multiple locations in, I think this is last Monday's, rampage through two Brooklyn neighborhoods. So imagine that. You're like, I really want to kill some people today. What can I do?
Assault U-Haul.
I don't have any guns.
Yeah, because
I'm in New York. I'm in Brooklyn, so it's kind of hard to get guns without jump through a bunch of government paperwork and that. I don't really know anybody on the black market.
Right. Six months you'd have to wait.
Oh, look, probably. There's a U-Haul right over here. For $20, I could just rent a van.
It's almost like you could murder somebody with almost anything.
It is.
Huh.
It's almost like the decision to kill comes before the weapon selection.
Wow.
That's
who would have ever thought of that?
Police told a news conference that Soar was believed to be suffering from a, quote, mental health crisis, unquote, at the time of the incident.
He could have had a little bird in his head or something like that. That was kind of a problem.
How did you decide to kill all those people? Little bird.
Little birdie told me. Little bird told me. He had wheels on his feet.
He was arrested several miles from the scene of the attack after police pinned his vehicle. Well, it wasn't really his vehicle if he rented a U-Haul, right?
Aren't all U-Hauls registered in Arizona?
No.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
Every U-Haul has an Arizona plates.
No, I don't think so.
Let me ask the Magic Rectangle that. Our producer will look that up.
Okay. Thank you, producer. A surveillance video shows the truck speeding onto a sidewalk as a pedestrian leaps out of its path with a police car in pursuit. One of the driver's victims, a 44-year-old man who suffered head injuries, was declared dead at a nearby hospital. Police said his name has not been released. The other people hit, including a police officer, were not as badly hurt.
He probably had some type of a U-Haul protection vest or something.
The U-Haul proof vest?
Probably, yeah.
You think that's official police?
Well, it's probably, in Brooklyn it might be.
Police said Soar rented the truck in Florida on February 1st and drove it to New York.
Wait, he's from Vegas? He goes to Florida, rents a U-Haul, and drives it to Brooklyn?
To run over some people in a crowd, apparently.
Huh. Yeah, something isn't adding up about this.
Yeah.
Seems a little sketchy.
How did, like, you know, like, wherever you rent the thing, you can be traced to, right? I mean, I'm speaking figuratively to the dude, right? You know, right, this guy. You have to show ID, you have to sign a document, you know, you have to get a receipt, you have to agree to bring it back,
right,
fuel it up.
Yeah, you got to fuel it up. It must have cost him a fortune to drive that thing from Florida to Brooklyn.
I wonder what his deposit was. Like, did they charge his credit card?
It would have been cheaper just to fly right to Brooklyn.
I mean, he's probably going to jail, so I don't know if that matters anymore.
He for the expense, he probably could have just bought, like, $1,000 beater off of Craigslist and drove into the same people.
No, rent a car. Right there.
I think there was a lot of things that led up to this, you know? Like, this guy was clearly not in his right frame of mind.
What do you think?
I want to know why. What is he doing in Florida? Why did he drive up to New York? Like, what's going on here? I need more details. I need more substance.
He could be using Florida as, like, a insanity defense.
Well,
yeah.
I had to
go to Florida. Yeah. Yeah, Florida man, exactly.
Florida did it.
Maybe, yeah.
I was in Florida as the alligator.
The last paragraph in this article says the suspect's son, Stephen.
Oh, no. No relation.
Told the Associated Press that his father had struggled with mental illness.
Aha! He went to Florida.
Does anyone not struggle with mental illness, right? If you have mental illness, are you just like, yep, I got it. It's cool.
Yep, this is awesome.
I got it under control.
Struggled with mental illness and sometimes failed to take his medication. Stephen Soar said that his father had been living in Las Vegas and that he was surprised when he appeared in New York City last week by way of Florida. He went to Florida and then drove to New York. That's a long drive.
So we want to know if the U-Haul truck had Arizona plates.
Did it?
We have verification from our producer U-Hauls are registered in Arizona.
Was that a nod of affirmation?
That is verified.
Thank you, producer.
By the magic rectangle.
Our crack team of producers on the case. They're all registered in Arizona.
They all have Arizona plates.
Oh.
Can we get
Montana.
Someone from Arizona to call in?
603-283-6160.
In Arizona,
6160. Montana makes sense because of the libertarians who do the Montana thing.
Right.
Register their car.
Maybe their business license and stuff is out of Arizona.
I bet you their parent company, is based in Arizona, and so they just do a thing there.
It's an Arizona LLC or something like that.
What would make you rent a U-Haul and drive into a bunch of pedestrians?
Probably nothing, hopefully.
I mean, mental illness, okay.
I mean, yeah.
But, like, what precipitated that? Like,
yeah.
It seems oddly specific.
And also, like, mental illness is such a broad term. Like, being depressed is a mental illness, you know? Like, anxiety can be a mental illness. You know, this goes beyond that. Like, is he schizophrenic?
Right,
bipolar? Like,
liberalism is a mental disorder, too.
That's true.
Statism.
One
of the biggest mental illnesses all around the globe.
Right.
That most people suffer from, whether they know it or not. I know I suffer.
Non-player characters.
From other people's statism.
Yeah.
I suffer.
Are you on your medication for that?
I am not.
I think there's a support group.
For
the
medication?
Statist.
Oh. The statist mental health. SMH.
Yeah, the Free State Project.
SMH.
Shaking my head.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on.
So what was the takeaway on that?
That we have a caller.
Oh, all right.
On-screen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, please? You're on the air.
My name is Clean from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, Clean. What's on your mind?
I just got recently turned on to you guys, man. I just want to say that I'm really digging your show. It's pretty awesome. I only get to hear you like Saturday night and Sunday night, unfortunately, but I've been turning you on to watching the webcam and everything. It's a great show.
Hey, thanks. What radio station did you first hear us on?
I'm not really sure of the call numbers, but it's 107.7 in Richmond. Or somewhere around here.
Good enough. We just like to give them a shout out when folks say they came to us through a particular station. So appreciate that. What did you want to talk about tonight?
I just wanted to tell you guys that I really like your show, and I just wish I could hear you on the radio more, but like I said, I could just, I'll stream it. I just want to, you know, just tell you guys you're doing a great job, and it's really cool. I really enjoy it.
Awesome. We appreciate you listening, Gary, and thanks for the call. Have a great night. It was, what did he say his name was? I call him
Clean.
Clean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Truth Network in Richmond.
Yes.
107.7 WJFN.
Truth Network.
Truth Network in Richmond.
Mm.
WJFN. 107.7 News Talk.
Can you do one of these, Nikki? Can you do a cheesy radio voice?
Sure can't.
Tom Likas. That's where I learned how to do that from, listening to Tom Likas on the Tom Likas show.
The Tom Likas show.
He would always, he was like sort of rude. He would always, like, if girls called in, he'd be like, would you like to talk to my staff? And then he'd put them on hold. Like, yes, are you holding to talk to my staff? Okay, please hold to my staff. I just continue to do that throughout the show. He's a bit of a Rudy. He also did invent Flash Fridays, though. So drive time, he was doing, 5 p.m. to, or 4 to 4 6 7, or whatever. 4 6. Yeah, drive time. And so the deal was that if you were to turn your headlights on, well, it's daylight, so it didn't happen in the winter, but like in the summer months.
Right.
If you turned your headlights on during drive time, that meant that you were listening and you wanted to be flashed by, women showing their boobs.
Really?
Right? And so if you did that, occasionally it would happen. So I tried it. I was working a 9-to-5 job. I'm driving off and I'm listening to the Tom Likas show in Seattle and turn the headlights on. And yep, there goes and I'm like,
seriously,
hey,
it worked.
Yeah, totally worked.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I've seen it happen to somebody else too. Another time it didn't happen to me, but like you could see down there. I'm like, oh, he had his lights on. Flash Friday worked for that guy. It was pretty sweet.
Wow.
Imagine if like somebody.
Tom Likas show.
Imagine if somebody didn't know anything about that and they just. Had their lights on.
They go home.
They're like, oh, whoa.
They call up their bros. They're like, dude, like some random chick just flashed me on the freeway. Like,
did you have your lights on?
Yeah. Like, did you have your lights on? Yeah. You know what? I think I did. No, I just bought the car. It's got the always on headlights.
Always flashing.
603-283-6160 is the phone number. Coming up, I want to talk about some parents who are suing social media for social media's lack of parenting skills. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.